Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
3 o'clock, sun is still out, and the sun is always out in Drake May's world, because we got ourselves a superstar. And Ted, I don't know if you agree with this. We're going to get to your phone call, 617-779-7937. I keep, and maybe I'm getting too close to Drake, now I'm getting defensive for him. I'm starting to get sick of seeing, oh, he's doing Mahomes things, or he's doing Herbert things, or he's doing, he's doing May things.
He is. I
he's his own entity.
He is so different. He's different than any quarterback I've ever seen.
Yes.
So you don't compare him to Josh. Don't compare him to Patrick. He's different than those guys.
Okay.
There was a big thing last night. Ben Solak from The Ringer, who's one of the, writes the blogs from his mom's basement in Brooklyn type of guys, Ted. He's a big QB dude, and he said last night we're now seeing him do Josh Allen things and Justin Herbert things. The ceiling on this kid is limitless. And the flack that he caught in his replies was pretty wild, because it was people saying, mostly Pats fans, don't compare him to anything else. Start saying he's doing Drake May things.
I like that.
Yep, absolutely.
But I like that the fans are recognizing that he's a unique player. He is unlike anything. I'm just going to say it. I've been holding back. I've never seen a player like this before. I've
ever.
Said it to you, ever. I've never seen the skill set, the abilities, the smoothness, the way in which he throws, the poise, the accuracy, the athleticism. I've never seen it quite like I've seen it in Drake May.
Please. I was going to say, you see those infographics sometimes, guys, online, like where people say, like, all right, build the perfect quarterback. He's got the arm of Moon. He's got the brain of Brady, the legs of so-and-so. It's funny. It almost does, like, I'm going to quote a super old TV show to show my age, but you guys will get it. The $6 Million Man.
Oh, yeah.
It's like Drake May was built in a lab, and they used the legs of Josh Allen, the improvisational ability of Mahomes, the brain of Brady. Like, he's got a little bit of the intangibles of so many people, yet it is proprietarily unique unto him. I haven't seen any quarterback that he reminds me of either. Yep. They're just so many little things that are reminiscent of legitimately great QBs.
You know what? It feels good to get that out.
I'm glad you did.
I'm tired of, like, kind of hedging, you know? He is unlike anything I've ever seen. Boom, said it.
That's why he's going to get a red jacket and then maybe a gold jacket, and maybe they'll come up with a new jacket for him because he's that special. 617-779-7937. Let's go to the phone calls. Let's see. It says Andy talking out of both sides of his mouth. Well, sounds about right. Let's go to Pete in the car.
Yeah, good afternoon, gentlemen. And I know we're in the professional nitpickers world here, but, you know, if Adonai Mitchell could catch a ball, you know, they had long shots. So I don't really blame them for how they played the last half. The other thing is, what people are sleeping on this team right now is they have almost $100 million in cap space coming up next year, because they can roll this year's into next year. This team is far from being built yet. So I know people say they're young, blah, 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 this, that, and the other thing. They really can improve on what they have significantly, because they have a cheap QB for another couple of years.
Pete, can I ask you?
All in on this team.
Hold on. Let me ask you a question, because you know the Patriots had the most cap space last year.
Yes.
And yet, going into this year, they still have the most cap space. What if next year they still have the most cap space?
Don't do that.
They will have the most cap space.
Well, are you worried that they're not going to spend in this offseason is my question to you.
No, I'm not worried they're going to spend, because I think the guys that are out there are going to be good plug-and-play pieces for where the team can get better. And I think that the ownership, the Crafts, are ready to invest in this team.
Okay.
Because they got the coach, they got the quarterback, and I think that they'll put their foot down and start spending again.
I hope so,
buddy.
Thanks
for the call, Pete.
I hope so, man.
I missed
spending again?
Well, they spent last offseason. See, I think they did a good job. They didn't spend it just to spend it, right? Like, they spent on Milton Williams and they Spillane, and they blew, what was it, $300 million?
They bought $330. They bought size, they bought talent, and most importantly, they bought culture.
Okay, that shows you how much money they were under last year, that they spent all this money, and they're still the biggest cap number of any NFL team.
So my biggest concern, Ted, and this is a theory that's been floating around. I think Phil has brought it up, your boy Phil Perry.
Spiders?
Are they just saving the money to slot it for Christian Gonzalez? We know we're going to have to pay him $33 million. And then they're going to roll the next year over, so when they give Drake May $500 million. But you also just said the cap goes up so much, you don't really have to count your pennies. It's going up like... How many bad contracts did they do? Was Duggar a good contract?
No.
Did it hurt him?
No.
Right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you blew.
Right.
Mike Onwenu, not a great contract.
Right.
Like, what's his name? Godshaw, bad contract. They signed all these bad contracts, and you are like, why do they have $50 million to spend? And then another 70.
You know, but to them, it's embarrassing. Like, to all their, like, all the people that they respect their opinions of it, they're like, oh, you wasted all that money on. You missed that one, boy. That's, you know, did it hurt the team? No. But it hurts their ego, because they get off to signing perfect contracts every time.
Well, they got some of those, too. Some of those are starting to come into play, right? Robert Spillane and some of those pieces that are coming together.
And on the most recent list of 25 coveted free agents in the 2026 class, of which there are several positions the Patriots will likely be interested in, they don't have any of those 25 free agents, which means they can go get other people's talent and not worry about losing a bunch of their own.
Yep. So they can keep Gonzalez, go get talent, fill in, and the roster will be fine. 617. Wait, did we get to the part where I was talking out of both sides of my mouth?
No, you never got there.
You got away scot-free on that one somehow.
That's yep. Maybe he just played me like a fiddle. He wanted to get on the air. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Richie in New Hampshire. What's up, Richie?
Hey, guys. I'm just wondering... a spin on the end of the half there. Drake May had interception a couple games ago, or last game, in the end zone at the end of the half, and we didn't get a shot at the 3 points. I wonder if you think they're just being a little bit conservative on that. I think Drake May is awesome, though. So rock and roll, go Patriots!
Yeah,
thanks, Richie.
Yeah, that was at the end of the game. That wasn't at the. I mean, it was, and it wasn't. You know that the interception he threw against Tampa it was the second to last possession they had, so it wasn't. Before halftime.
Right.
And, so it's
but
not
it was
apples to apples.
Heading in that direction. And Vrabel said the Tampa one was just a flat-out bad decision by Drake. And he threw one away this game where he had a nice rollout to the right, past midfield,
and he just kind of
threw it away.
But I
think he's learning.
I see what Richie's – I mean, just because he threw a bad interception at the end of the game last week that maybe
– No.
I mean, that's how Bill would think, though. That's how Bill is.
I don't think Josh and Mike are thinking that way about
– You should never think that way with Drake.
Right.
Drake can throw three interceptions in the first half, and if you come out and just run the ball in the second half because you're worried about him throwing it, then shame on you, because he has the ability to throw three touchdowns after he throws three picks.
617-779-7937. Let's go to Ryan in Boston. What's up, Ryan?
What's up, guys? Hey, I was listening to you guys last night after the game. I've been listening to you, Andy, since you guys got on this afternoon. I heard you make the same point earlier. You said, I'm sick of listening to everybody say he's doing Herbert things, he's doing Patrick Mahomes things. And it kind of made me think of Jason Tatum, where we all, I mean, I guess you guys in your professional side are calling Tatum the anomaly. And I kind of wonder if that's more of a fitting name from Drake May. I mean, I think it's kind of goofy, don't get me wrong, but I mean, the thing this kid does, you're right, it's not like anything else that any of these other guys are doing. And to do it at such a young age is unbelievable. And I also would want to make a quick comment as far as what that guy Peter was saying. You get all this money to spend. I completely agree. I do think they're going to spend it on Gonzalez. And, you know, as much as anybody wants to see the splashy guy, I'm right there with you. That'd be great. But I kind of want to see this team go through the draft, to, you know, build up, you know, build a young team. Let's just do it. Let's just do the whole thing. What do you guys think?
Thanks for the call, Ryan. Yeah, no, the draft is the way to go, and it's to avoid the Washington thing where they're getting old. You want to try to do that. Now, it looks like they have done it this year, right? You have a draft that looks like it is going to be a multi-players that are going to contribute for a long period of time kind of draft, and that's the first step because they hadn't had one of those in a while.
Correct. And, you know, it's going to be, it's interesting. You know, a lot of, you know, people that are calling in are saying that they're going to spend money. There's going to be a lot of pressure on Kraft to make sure that that money isn't just sitting on the sidelines because of what they've built, right, Fitz?
Yes, sir. You've got Mike Vrabel advocating. You've got a game plan I'm sure they'll cook up. And also the point that you guys made recently, it's a destination now. There's an attraction to this place. It's not just, oh, I can come get paid. It's I can come get coached by Vrabel and play with May. I'm in.
You know what, Fitzy? You guys, it's going to happen. Is the Crafts are going to? Are they going to go back to their? You know what? We don't have to pay these guys because they want to play here so bad.
God, I hope not.
We'll offer them bad contracts. I'm raising my hand. I was one of those guys that took a crappy contract because I wanted to play with Brady.
Yeah, you got to do everything you can to avoid being the Commanders too. Talk about an inglorious stat. They're the first team to have previously reached their conference's championship game. And then the next season lose four consecutive games or more, although I doubt they get blown up by the Dolphins on Sunday, by 21 points or more.
Yeah, it's gone
bad.
It is, but they do have the oldest roster in the NFL.
Yeah.
Just so people understand where the Patriots are, they're the fourth youngest roster. So even though they need to, you know, get guys through the draft, stay young, they do have a young team. Even with the veterans they brought in, it still profiles as a young team.
All right, it's a little after 3 o'clock. That means it's time for the three-point stance.
Green 19!
It's the three-point stance.
Just count to three.
That's three!
Three shall be the number thou shalt count.
Pierce for three. It's good!
Three fabulous flyers.
And the number of the counting shall be...
On WEEI Afternoons.
Time for today's three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or there's an effing snake in your yard, you gotta get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, three hosts, each of which will present their stances on the biggest stories in Boston sports and beyond. Andy Hart, you will lead us off. You get 60 seconds for your opening stance, and are you ready?
For sure.
All right, here are 60 seconds. Go ahead.
I think there's a lot of reasons for the success that Mike Vrabel is having in his first year coaching the Patriots. I think genuine nature of him being himself is one of them. I think experience and preparation is part of it. Competency. He's a good coach. He's been experienced. But I think there's something that is being overlooked, even though we all see it at all times. We just kind of accept it as that's who he is. But I don't think we magnify it enough. His energy. The energy that Mike Vrabel brings to this job, and I know past guys were different guys, but they did not have this energy. And I look around the league, there's some other guys. I think Dan Campbell brings similar energy, and there's some ex-players that bring Sean McVay, I think, bring... Oh, it's weird. I'm talking about some of the better coaches in football and the more successful teams. The energy that Mike Vrabel brings from when his day starts through shaking hands and hugging guys at the end and in between, he's chest bumping, he's wearing a pad, he's coaching this guy. You watch on the sideline yesterday, there was a couple times where he seemed to think his offense was kind of sluggish, and he's yelling at him. He made a gesture, no nap, let's go. Energy.
He did.
Mike Vrabel brings an energy to this football team that he imparts on his players, and I truly believe that's a big part because it takes energy to coach the way he coaches. He knows every player. He cares about every player. That's energy, and he brings the energy.
You know what I respect, you guys, is that he sees a problem. He doesn't go, you know what? I'll get it the next time. I see it. Go do something about it. Address it. He doesn't let anything slide ever. And so if he notices the offense isn't, you know, going like they need to, he's going to tell them.
And he did. Like, he literally, he made like the Steph Curry thing. No nap. Come on.
Do you remember
last
week against the Bucks? The defense was getting, they started kind of making, having success, and he gets the defense over there.
Absolutely.
And he gets in their face. And then
where was that? Where was the time he was doing, he was also doing like waving the clipboard and he was yelling tempo. He was like, there was another occasion last night.
Oh, yeah.
Where he's like, tempo.
100,
there may have also been a fancy word that was uttered on the postgame show thrown in there as well, which you can clearly lip read if you've seen football before.
But I don't think it's easy. And if you remember, he actually told us that he prioritized energy early on. I don't know if it was he's like, I want guys when they're here to have the energy to do the job right, but not to burn themselves out, because he believes that you need to be able to impart that on people.
You know where he talked about energy in the postgame? About Monday when we got back.
Right.
I wanted energy.
Yep.
I didn't want us to be like sleepwalking because we just got back from Tampa, but we got a game in 3 days, so let's get going. Let's get ourselves there.
And visually, if you're a player, you see the energy. He's not just asking you to bring energy. You look at him, he's doing it.
He's leading by example.
Is this normal for him?
He drafted a left tackle that dropped him on his ass in the swamp, for God's sakes. Of course he's an energy guy.
But, I mean, is this was he an energetic teammate, like bouncing, kind of always going?
If you said, describe one word for Mike Vrabel, I'd say energy.
That's natural.
I've always said that. It's unbelievable. Like we go out, you know, the linebackers will go out and, you know, we go hard. And the next day of practice, he sat there. He's, you know, we're all kind of doing the dry spit thing and just like, oh, God. And there's Vrabel, like, yelling at guys, barking at guys. He's got energy on top of energy on top of energy. I've always described Mike Vrabel as a guy that has boundless energy that I wish I had.
I think he believes energy is part of leadership. Because now it makes more sense when he was telling Drake May, get down there, celebrate, do this, show some energy. Like, your teammates see you like your teammates see me.
Yeah.
And he clearly believes energy is a factor here.
Yep.
And I love it. Those post-game things, and when you see him hugging and jumping, and it's so... For him to have a connection with every one of those guys, that seems... legitimate, doesn't seem fake, doesn't like it seems organic.
Do you know how many head coaches just don't bother with having any FaceTime with their players, taking the time to engage with them?
Yeah,
Mike does it every day.
Yeah, and so, that takes energy just to want to do that.
Like all the time. Oh, so much.
I'm sure there's times where he walks by some guy and doesn't really want to stop and ask him how his kids are, whatever, but he does it because he knows that's part of his job and it will help.
He's in the hallway, like it's not for show anymore. This is now tried and true ritual that you can see the players appreciate.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Apping up every single player after a win. And he's even got proprietary handshakes and hugs with several of the players.
And if he stops doing that, then guys are going to be like, well, what's wrong with Mike? He set the bar pretty high.
Can I throw one negative thing out there real quick, and then we'll move on? Did you watch the tunnel video of the...
I haven't.
You know what one concerned me? I thought the least amount of energy of whatever... They probably put 20 guys in the video real quick. I thought the least amount of energy was number zero on your roster between Mike Vrabel and Christian Gonzalez.
That's him. That's
I didn't
him.
Love it.
That's him, Andy.
That's Gonzalez, though.
You think that's just Gonzo?
If you ask Gonzo, listen. We're going to bump back with a Gonzo clip.
Okay.
Talking about Vrabel after the game.
Okay, so nothing to worry about.
It's not. Don't worry about it. That is just his. It's a different demeanor. It's a different energy. It throws people off. It can make you. I'm a body language guy, and Gonzalez's body language throws me off. Don't worry about it. It's unique to him.
He is laconic and very mellow.
Remember him on the midday show last year?
Yes,
I mean, there's a reason why we're talking about him on the midday show last year and not this year. Yes. Like, he's just not a lot of words, not a lot of showing of any kind of emotion. Yeah. Just maybe one of the more even keel guys that you've seen.
And you kind of see that for the first time, and you're like, this guy's not.
It's pretty jarring. Yeah,
you wonder if partly that is why he went as late as he did in the draft.
Maybe. He could have rubbed people the wrong way.
I think people maybe misread his energy.
Yeah, like imagine that in a pre-draft interview. Like, are you excited? Yeah, I'm thrilled to be here. What's the one thing you want in the I just want to play football. Like, that kind of energy, I'd be thrown off by that.
I think Mike Tomlin even kind of said something about Gonzalez in the draft process. Okay. Like, I think he took a trip to Steelers, and I think he was kind of thrown off by his attitude a little bit. And so, yeah, it can rub people the wrong way, but I think it's a misread on our part.
Don't worry.
It can make it seem like he's indifferent or that he's being sarcastic, which he's not. He's just a different dude.
Yeah. Just a different cat, man. No doubt.
Later that day, talking about the pre-draft, Tomlin was then heard telling one of his Steeler stars, Minka Fitzpatrick, that he didn't think Gonzalez had the, quote, competitive edge and that they wouldn't be seeing him again.
There you go. There you go.
Well, if Mike Tomlin can misread it, so can I. Sorry, I apologize. Because the competitiveness is there. I see. Oh. I mean, the physicality. The coolest play he made last night was when he was stride for stride in the end zone and just kind of flippantly.
Well, it was a bad throw.
It was, but he
was right there on the guy.
And so cool, calm, and collected. Yeah, he was like, is this what we're doing? You're throwing
it? I think he was like 15, please. Right. Who was 15?
Well, he did beat him once, though, on the left sideline. Adonai Mitchell.
Yeah, that one drop.
I think that one drop was the play of the game. Mitchell stunk. They asked for him to be part of the trade with
Indy. A bad drop. You're right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You could argue that changed the game. If they hit that play, maybe they're feeling a little. And then it was like, oh.
You know what's hard about that? If you're a receiver who has to, run routes for Justin Fields, and he's never hitting you even come close, and then the one time he does, you drop it, and you're the a-hole? Really? Okay.
That's some truth to that. Jeez. Absolutely.
All right, as we continue with our three-point stance, which some of you might have forgot we're still doing.
Yeah.
Hey, Dan, since we may be up against it, would you like me to hold my three-point stance and maybe modify it into a talking point with Mr. Giardi?
I'm going to tell you what, as we don't have Mike Giardi, but I would love to hear your three-point stance coming up after this commercial break, Fitzy. Andy, back to you.
I look forward to Fitzy's three-point stance after this commercial break, and back to you for what's trending now, Dan Ball.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee.
True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.